Our first reading this morning is from 1 Samuel 1, verses 20 to 28. In due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I have asked him of the Lord." The man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Anna did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there forever. I will offer him a Nazarite for all time." Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old boar, an ephah of flour and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the boar and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." She left him there for the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Second reading is Colossians chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 12. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in the word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he'd loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the gospel of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. It's interesting, but each time I hear those two verses that I've just read in John, I am amazed. Of all the things that must have been on Jesus' mind as he hung upon a cross, all those turbulent emotions that he was dealing with, and those feelings of isolation, being condemned, being rejected, being taunted and laughed at. And yet with all that going on, he looks down from the cross to see his mother standing there with the disciple whom he loved. And his compassion and his unconditional love goes to her. He felt for her and knew that she was suffering. Well, we know that Mary knew how to suffer indeed. When her child was born in a filthy stable in Bethlehem, that's not the start that she wanted for her young son. She suffered when she heard that Herod was looking for her son to kill him. She suffered when she became a vulnerable refugee and took the Holy Family into Egypt. And she suffered as she often stood in the wings and watched her child, now a man, be taunted sometime by the Sadducees and the Pharisees, who were looking for a way to corner him and have him arrested and possibly put to death. And as she stood at the foot of the cross, she suffered indeed at that time as the world rejected her son, misunderstood him, did not accept him. But she also knew the joy, and she also knew the joy of treasuring things in her heart. Holding that child for the first time, knowing in her heart he was the Son of God. Listening to him as he would teach and preach and show compassion to the people and show his unconditional love, show the world what God was like. So she had those joys too. So Jesus looks down from the cross and has eye contact with his mother and the disciple that he loves, and he said, "Mother, this is your son." And to the disciple whom he loved, he said, "This is your mother." And from that moment, they formed a new community, a new relationship. In the shadow of the cross, they formed the church from the very beginning. They were not blood related. They did not share their DNA. What they shared was the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. A new opportunity, a new beginning, a new fellowship. Now, you may wonder why he didn't offer the role of carer to his mother, to his siblings. They were very much alive at that time. But he instead, what he wanted to be careful and aware of the spiritual development of his mother. That his brothers and sisters did not always understand him and accept who he was. But here before him at the cross, here before him stood his mother, here before him was the disciple who he loved, and they loved and affirmed him. They knew that he was the Son of God, the Messiah that the world had waited for. So at the foot of the cross, his time and his thoughts and his love were shared with her. And today, as we know, it's Mothering Sunday, and it's a day when we remember Mary, the mother of Christ, a day we now remember all mothers throughout the world, a time when we think of all those amazing things that our mothers do for us, all that unconditional love that's given. Well, many years ago, on this day, on this Sunday, apprentices would lay down their tools, and people working in the big houses as domestics would lay down the broom and the duster, and they would walk home, travel home, and worship in their mother church. On the way, no doubt, gather up flowers to take home to their mothers. So it's a Lenten break. We can eat some of those good things today. We can treat this day as a real celebration and honour our parents. But you know, sometimes you have to learn to multitask as a parent. I know that too well. I can remember very much my children when they were young. And sometimes, you know, it's just like spinning plates. There's all those amazing things we have to balance and do. And I'm sure some of you can call out, what do we do as a mother? We wash and we cook. Anything else? We clean, constantly cleaning. We do what?
Taxi
here and there, ferrying them backwards and forwards. And the party, first aid, please. Yes, the bruises and the locks to the forehead and the knees while they're at school. Philip. Homework, we have to assist with the homework, constantly spinning plates, constantly multitasking. It's just like being a new vicar here at St. Peter's, constantly multitasking. And all the time we're trying to not have a sudden loss of crockery and lose it all. But it's amazing and it's unconditional. And although we do all those things, whether our children have grown up now, I find as my children have got older, I'm multitasking all the time as well. They're asking for me for advice. They're making decisions that are ridiculous, but I have to stand back, let them make them, let them grow, let them develop. Let them go the path less well trodden, and they will perhaps learn a new experience in life. But it's all right, ladies. It's Mothering Sunday. We can put down the brooms and the dusters. We can put away the polish and the iron. And don't do the washing today because someone else will do it. So give thanks for this day when you are thanked and loved and rewarded for all those things. And at the end of this day, to think of Mary and how much she did to enable, empower, and love her son. Amen. Let us pray.
Holy God, we bring our prayers to you.
Amen.
We come together to give you honour and praise. We ask that you will help us to draw close to you. Please come and speak your words of wisdom into our lives. Help us to embrace one another, our similarities, our differences, our concerns and joys. Heavenly Father, as you delight to see each one of us open our eyes each morning, you cover us with your love throughout each new day. We thank you that we can come before you as men and women called to worship you. Blessed are you, Lord God, for you have called each one of us into life and to love you. You have called us to proclaim your love and power to the world. Lord, send the power of your Spirit. Holy God, we bring our prayers to you.
Amen.
We thank God for the love of our homes. Thank you for the love and care of our mothers and for those who have been as mothers to us. We thank you for the confidence and joy we have through knowing we are loved. We thank you for the church that tells of your love and helps people to know you. Loving God, bless our church, that it may show love to all who come to it, and to those who may not come through its door, but who we may speak to in your name during our daily life. We thank you that from the cross you asked John to love and cherish your mother, giving us the example to do likewise within our family circle and church. Holy God, we bring our prayers to you.
Amen.
Father of all, you give us our lives, that we may be your hands and feet in the world. Inspire our hearts, heal our wounds, bring your peace to the world. Our world where there is hatred, famine, war and displacement. Father, we do not have the answers. Give power to those who make decisions to make the best they can offer to solve these issues around the world. Come, Lord, and weave your love into our fellowship together, that we may overflow with grace and allow your truth to light up our lives anew. We ask your blessing upon the church, that we may show signs of being one in you, holy and dedicated to being apostles. Bless and guide all who preach the word, remembering Pat, Philip, and Rosie, who minister to us here. Holy God, we bring our prayers to you.
Amen.
Thank you that we are each unique in your kingdom. Thank you that you have made each one of us special, with no limitations to what we can achieve. Help each one of us to aim for the very best that we can offer to you. Thank you that there is no one like each one of us. Thank you that there is no one that has the same talents, skills and abilities that each of us has. Thank you that no one has what it takes to achieve our individual destiny. God, it makes us feel so good to know that no one can replace each one of us in your heart. No one can ever be so special to you or important to you that you wouldn't still yearn for us to be yours and serve you. Holy God, we bring our prayers to you.
Amen.
We pray for all who are called to govern and all who influence the minds of others. We pray for all politicians who represent us in Parliament at this time of upheaval. Give each one of them a clear understanding of all the issues and guide them in the decisions for the way ahead. We pray for those involved in the healing ministry. We ask your blessing upon doctors and nurses and all emergency services. We pray for those who are good neighbours and carers in our local community. We remember all who are frustrated through illness or disability and all struggling with life. Lord, you are our helper and you protect us from evil. We pray for all who will face death today, for our loved ones departed, that you will bring them into the fullness of joy in your kingdom. We hold before you those who are grieving the loss of a special loved one at this time. Enfold them in your loving arms and make them whole. Holy God, we bring our prayers to you.
Amen.
A strong person works out every day to keep their body in shape, but a person of strength kneels in prayer to keep their soul in shape. A strong person isn't afraid of anything, but a person of strength shows courage in the midst of fear. A strong person won't let anyone get the best of them, but a person of strength knows that God will catch them when they fall. A strong person wears the look of confidence, but a person of strength wears grace and love upon their face. A strong person has faith that they are strong enough for the journey, but a person of strength has faith that it is in the journey that each will become strong. Father God, you alone can be the strong person that you would have us be. Instill in us that strength for what is ahead. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.